I think I did it. Because it's now recording, which is all we need to know. And we didn't erase anything. So, this is Carol Rice. I'm here with Evelyn Marshall. And what is your full name?
My Evelyn Millett Marshall.
What is your date of birth?
January 21st, 1935.
And who were your parents?
Leland and Doris Millett.
And where were you born?
On Masson Street in Norway, Maine.
Are there other members of your family in the area?
Not anymore.
Well,
they were.
Yeah. Okay.
My family was in Norway.
But were any of your uncles and aunts, brothers and sisters of your parents, were they here?
Yes.
Who were they?
Roy Millett.
Mm-hmm.
And Alice Millett. That's the only brother. Oh, I guess there was an Uncle Horace, too, Millett.
All on your dad's side?
Yes. My grandparents on my mother's side lived in northwest Norway.
Way far away.
It's still in Norway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Up the Herrick Road at the top of the hill.
Mm. And their names were?
Leland and Doris Millett.
The same.
That's my mother's mother and father.
Oh, right, yeah, grandparents.
My grandparents.
Yeah.
William and Myrtella Brown. I'm sorry, Dad.
So they lived on the Herrick Road?
They lived on the Herrick Road. Winters, when they got older, they came to the village and stayed with our family.
Mm-hmm. And where did you live when you were a child?
82 Pleasant Street in Norway.
And what was that neighborhood like back then?
It was all boys.
Oh. Okay.
I had four brothers, and there were no girls my age. There were some girls, but they were high school when I was in grammar school.
Mm.
And later on, there was a girl down the road a little ways that we got together. And she was a year younger than me, so it was good. But there was four boys. They had a perfect team, two on each side.
They didn't need you.
They wouldn't let me play. I was the cheerleader, though. Does that count?
It does, yes. So who were the neighbors? Were there nearby?
Helen Bailey. She was a distant cousin of my grandmother Millett. Rupert and Nellie Aldrich.
Mm.
And Everly and Iola Merrill. Is that the name?
Could be.
And then later there was the Tilly boys.
More boys.
Oh, and David Aldrich was right across the street. And that's another boy.
Yeah.
Did I say it was all?
So there were a lot of boys to play with, but not so many girls.
Right.
So tell me about your siblings. Those four boys.
Junior was the oldest one. We called him Junior all our lives until he came back from service. And he didn't want to be called Junior anymore. And it was very difficult not to keep calling him Junior. But we did. We tried. And then there was Bernard. Name was Bun. He was into all the sports every season. And all the boys were. And he got cancer and died at a very young age. And it was heartbreaking, naturally. And then there was Alwyn. He lived into his 90s. And He was a slowpoke. If we'd have a meeting somewhere, he's always late. That's enough, but it's fun because anyway. And then there was Gordon, the youngest brother. He lived in Turner. He was a mason. And he married a girl who I went to school with. And we had an apartment in Portland. And he was in Boston, was in the service, but he was close to Boston and came home about every weekend. And he stopped at our apartment. Well, they ended up getting married. It was fun. That's
so my siblings. Most of them stayed in the Norway area till they went in the service?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Elwin moved to Vermont. He was a contractor, and he was overworked and unemployed. And he didn't have help.
Yeah.
Enough help. And
underemployed. Yeah, yeah.
So he went to get an easier job, paid just as much, or probably more. And they were in Vermont for quite a while. And then they got up into their older years. And we all have to have help eventually. And they moved home. They moved home in one day. He had a nephew, which was a grandson of mine, who owned a big truck. And he got the truck and all the other guys, cousins, went to Vermont, loaded the truck and brought him home. And they got home, they took a day or two to empty the truck. And it was one of the best things that the family has ever done. And it was good.
So tell me about the house where you grew up.
The house where I grew up on Pleasant Street.
Yeah.
It was a 5-bedroom house. And there was 4 boys. There was 2 older and 2 younger. There was the big boys and the little boys, and then me. So the big boys had a room. The little boys had a room. And it was perfect. And the house itself was very active, naturally. And I don't know, it was home. Can I say? I think at home too, we ate a lot of potatoes. And back in the days, right after the, what do you call that, epidemic, nobody had money.
Oh, the Depression?
The Depression.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we grew our own vegetables, canned them, and we had potatoes. And I can never forget, it was my job to peel potatoes. Not that I really enjoyed it, but I did it. And the boys all had a job. You know, it was a working family. We all did it together.
So did you have a garden out back?
We had 2 gardens. We had our vegetables, and then we had another big garden of just string beans.
Mm.
This was the kids. We had to tend it. We had to get rid of it, and we sold them to the Cannon factory over in, I guess it was down in Norway at that time,
probably,
and go out and hoe it every other day.
You look like you really enjoyed that.
Not at the time.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
It was all good.
And you picked berries and things, no doubt.
Yeah, we had a blackberry down in the corner of the field. And yes, it was awful. We didn't like the berries, but we had to pick them. Well, one day, Gordon and I were doing that, and I don't know why we did, really, because it wasn't the right thing to do, but we trampled down a lot of the berries so they wouldn't grow anymore. We should not have done that. Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Yeah, really. But we didn't have to pick as many blackberries anyway. So.
Your mother was not upset?
I'm sorry to say we did upset her. Very much.
Well, if you didn't like the blackberries, did you have to eat them, or she made jelly?
No, she did. She canned them, and she had baskets of them out beside the road that she sold. I think they were $1.50 a box or something like that. It was
likely a bigger box than you get now.
Probably.
So what did your mother was very busy at home. What did your father do?
My father ran a logging business for Walter Cullinan. And he was very busy. He had a crew and they had a sawmill. And Daddy would run the saw. And the boys stacked it, took it off and stacked it. And he had a lot of family that went through working for Uncle Lee, or Grandpa, or Dad, whatever. But he did that. It was his life, and did good.
And I think you told me once that at least one winter you lived at a logging camp?
Yes, over in Waterford. They owned a big lot over there. And in the wintertime, we stayed in the logging camps. There was three families. The Merrills from South Paris, Clarence and Esther. Mm-hmm. And then the Swallows, Bab, and I can't remember what her name was. And then folks. There were girls, and this I think we had more girls camp than we did boys at that point. So it was good. And we lived there, but we go home weekends because they were building our house on Pleasant Street.
So where had you lived before in Norway?
I really don't remember. I think it was on Maston Street. But I don't really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Because I was little, I wouldn't remember it. But I remember we'd go home weekends and work on the house. And then in the summer we moved over.
Mm.
So it wasn't finished, but it was finished enough we could live in it.
So that was just one winter?
Yeah.
Was it cold?
I don't remember that it was.
Yeah.
They had horses that they pulled the logs out on a sleigh or whatever. And we used to get up in the windows up over the sink and watch them. And one of the horses fell. It slipped on the ice. It was all ice in the yard. And we all laughed. See the horse, but we didn't laugh very long. that was one of the memories you forget all about, and then all of a sudden you think of it, and well, yeah.
So you were really young then. Did the boys go to school that winter?
Yeah, they did. I don't think Gordon did. He was the youngest boy, but Elwin Bunn and Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they came to Norway to go to school, or no, they went in Waterford?
Waterford.
Ah. So that makes sense.
School bus picked them up and...
Now, if there was anything that it was a typical day before you started school, what was that?
I don't remember.
But had all of the boys had started school and you were still at home at some point?
Yes. I was home alone for a whole year.
Helping out?
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to stay out of the way?
I think probably I had chores that I had to do. And probably took on some of the boys' chores because I'm home all day.
Yeah.
My mother used to do laundries for neighbors and people, took in laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And she hung everything on the clothesline year-round. And I do remember coming home from school and going into the house, and it always smelled so good. With clothes that had hung out all day.
It is a very good smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get it very often anymore.
No, we don't. Well, it's dryers are too easy.
Yeah, and dryer sheets are not the same.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So your mother was very busy, and your dad was very busy, and your kids were all very busy. What did you do in the winter for play outside?
Well, when we got a little bit bigger, we had skis. And we had a big hill in our field. And we had skis, and we hold them on our feet with gyro rubbers. And naturally, they kind of slip off and whatever. And then we'd go back up top and come back down, and we just did it. And I remember one time my mother called us early in the morning because there was a frost, and we went sliding before we had even had breakfast. So, and go in and eat breakfast and go to school. That's... Now, I don't know. What else did we do?
Was there a hockey team or anything? Skating?
We had a... skating rink at the school,
mm.
And we used to do that. We used to go down and skate there.
But you had plenty of opportunity at the house.
No.
To ski and to...
Yes.
Ever have a snowball fight that the boys ganged up on you?
I think we had teams. By that time, probably the big boys had gone, and Owen and Gordon and me. It was, yeah, we had a few snowball fights, I'm sure. And then one year, we didn't have something to do. So Gordon got a can of tuna fish that had been used. I mean, they'd eaten the tuna fish. And he stuck it up on the wall out in the shed. And we had a ball, and I can't remember if it was just a tennis ball or what it was, but we played basketball. And you'd go out right after supper and go play basketball before you had to do the dishes or whatever. And naturally it was good for us, just the exercise plus lining it up with mm-hmm. the can.
It's not very big.
No, it isn't.
Good.
But we got so we could hit it pretty good, and it was fun. So,
what are some funny stories you remember about your family?
Funny stories.
Or whatever.
I remember 4th of July. Daddy always took off 4th of July, and we always went to Keoka Beach with a picnic and spend the day. And this was so unusual, because he just worked. 5 kids, he had to work.
Well, and the Cullmans were not noted for holidays.
No.
For the workers.
No.
as I recall.
So, anyway. But, I don't really.
Well, did your folks get you involved in, like, church or civic organizations or?
Did they ever? They both belonged to the Odd Fellows and the Rebeccas. And they had a lot of kids, that people who were members. And they decided it was time to get the kids involved in social meetings. So they started a girls' Rebeccas. What the heck did they call them? And then they had a boys' group, too. And to promote the interest, the Nawi lodges were invited to go to Bar Harbor for a gathering. And we went up on the top Bar Harbor, Cadillac Mountain, is it? And we had to explain what it was, a girls' group and a boys' group. So Gordon had the guys, and I had the girls. And I was scared to death. Not scared, really, but just nervous, I guess it was. Yeah. But they were very active, and got a lot out of it. Really did. And yes, the church we went to, the Universalist Church, and we got very involved in that too. And as years went on, they started youth groups, and naturally we belonged to the youth groups. When I outgrew them, Lee and I worked with the church, and we supervised the youth group. And that was a challenge. I know it was a good challenge.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Yeah.
Let's see. So where did you start school?
I started school on Lower Main in Norway, Main Street. I don't know, there's a free clothing place there now. You can take clothes and they'll give them for the needy.
So you didn't go to the one right at the base of, the old, it used to be red, but now it's yellow.
No. We went to first and second grade, kindergarten, first grade. Second grade, we went to the yellow schoolhouse.
That was like across the road but at Lower Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just passed the road that goes to South Paris. But we had to walk up to the regular school to get papers and supplies for the little schoolhouse. And another girl and I seemed to be chosen very often to go, and I don't really know why, but it was a good thing. We liked it.
So then you were at the yellow school, or the primary school, for a number of years.
And the eighth grade. We had an eighth grade graduation, and then we went to Guy E. Rowe School.
Now, was eighth grade graduation at the school, or was it?
Yeah, it was at the gym.
At the school?
The gym. The school, the gym, and the high school.
So you were marching from one to the next, on to high school.
Yeah.
And you all graduated from high school?
We all did, yes.
And graduation then was that in the opera house?
No.
It was in the gym?
It was at the gym. Yeah.
So what did you like about school? other than
basketball practice.
Well, it was that tuna fish can that got you all geared up for basketball.
Really, I wasn't really a very good student. I passed, but it wasn't with all A's. And I took bookkeeping because I decided what I wanted to do for a living. And I'm going to need to know how to do bookkeeping. Well, I didn't like bookkeeping. And I wasn't very good at it. And Mrs. McAllister, the teacher, told me I either had to do this one deal that you could do and she would pass me if I did it. So I did it. I had some help. But I got it done and passed it in and it was okay. So I got my diploma. But you know, it's funny when you walk up to pick up your diploma, you know how you feel. And I hope it's signed. I just hope it's signed. Probably shouldn't be in here, but anyway.
But it was signed.
It was signed, yeah. Yeah.
No, I think some of these stories are the things that sort of make for a really rich fabric of what goes on.
Well,
you know, because not everything is like smooth sledding.
No.
Right? And so why not share a little of the bumps? Because over time, most of the bumps turn into funny stories.
Well, there was one teacher that he had a stick, a long stick, and he wouldn't hit you with it, but he would get your attention. He'd snap it on the floor, or he'd hit a desk or something, and
who was that?
Scared to death of that. I don't want to say his name.
Well, he's probably dead.
Yes, he is dead.
Yeah.
John Roberts.
Oh.
He taught history and
mm-hmm.
And you know, after you graduated from high school, they always knew you. These teachers, they always remembered you. And he was one of the nicest guys. Best teachers, really, memories. It's good. It's all good.
It's a good story. It's a good John Roberts story.
Well.
Well, it's okay.
I just hated to go in that room because I was not a good scholar anyway.
Now, did the rivalry between Norway and Paris impact you at all?
There's always been that.
Okay.
In sports especially.
Mm.
Yeah. And Bun and Lee were playing one time. They were on the same team naturally. But they were good players. And Bun had the ball and was running for a touchdown. And some of the South Paris guys caught up with him and ripped the shirt right off him. Well, that didn't help with the liking the neighbors.
But I guess he didn't get the touchdown.
No, I don't think he did.
Yeah, at least not that try.
Not that try. But they were good teams. I mean, the both of them had good teams, and with a lot of.
So there was there was football and basketball and baseball?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hatchery.
And the girls had basketball?
We had basketball, but we couldn't play other teams except the girls from Norway High. When we were freshmen, we practiced with seniors. They took us under their wing. And we did good. And it was good.
But you couldn't play Paris?
No.
No.
The boys did.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, they did a lot of things that the girls couldn't do. Yeah. Okay. Did any of you go on the Washington trip?
Oh, yeah. We all did, I think. Well, I don't know if the older boys did or not. But Elwin and Gordon and I did. Yes.
And was that... was
fabulous. Because we've never been much out of the state of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep. It was a bus road all the way.
Long ride.
Yeah. But it was good.
And you all had to earn some money to do that?
Each class had to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the class earned, you know.
Most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we were all in awe of it because it is so beautiful. Really.
A lot of bake sales.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of bake sales. Really.
And I'm sure your mother contributed a lot of baking between
Oh gosh, yes.
Church and Rebecca's and schools and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a drawer in the kitchen, in the cabinets. There was a top drawer with silverware. The next one was towels. The next one was break food. Like cupcakes. Cookies, and that was the first place we went when we got home from school, was to get a snack.
It wasn't all prepackaged or anything.
No, it wasn't. And pies, they should keep some pies in there.
Pies were a real staple back in the day.
Yeah, apple pies, she would make 6 or 7 a day. And I think every day she made cookies. I'm not exaggerating. I honestly, God, they like sugar. Sugar stuff.
And what size bag of flour did your dad buy?
The big ones. 50 pounds, is it? 20 pounds.
I think there was 25 pounds.
Well, it was the biggest one you could get.
He might have gotten 50.
Yeah, probably 25.
The 25 pound ones were about that high,
I think.
Yeah,
that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd have an extra bag in the closet, their bedroom. Parents' bedroom was right off the kitchen. And sugar. It was always a couple 5-pound bags, 10-pound bags, the sugar in the closet.
Well, they had lived through sugar rationing, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, had the green stamps and everything, yeah.
And what did you do after high school?
After high school, I got a job for the summer. And then I went to Pelletier Beauty School, which is on Main Street in Lewiston. I had a deal set up with a family. I could live with them if I would tend the two children, babysit the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real good deal. And it was about 9 months for the training I had, so it was about a year. And two little kids were good little kids, except the little boy was always in trouble now and then. But it was good. And then I went to Portland with my future sister-in-law. And she got a job in a beauty shop, and I was in envy of hers because the one I was for older people. And when you go to beauty school, you get younger people to work on than older people. But eventually I got into a shop that was good. It was more my cup of tea. And then I think I was only there one winter because John was in the service. And when he got out of the service, we were going to get married.
So you knew him in high school?
Yeah, we were high school sweethearts.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a phone call from him I think it was like Monday or Tuesday of a week, and he says, I'm going to be off this weekend. I'll be home. We'll get married. Okay? I already had a diamond, so we did, and it was my mother, honest to God, she was fantastic to get everything organized so quickly. And they were painting the upstairs in the church, so we had to have our wedding down in the where the dining room is.
Mm-hmm.
But it was perfect. And
so your mother was cooking furiously also for the reception.
You think?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, I'm sure she was. And the church ladies helped too.
Right.
That was yeah, good.
So then you went back to Portland and he went back to wherever.
He was stationed on Cape Cod.
Hmm.
Yeah. So he went for his training in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and got his training, and then he was assigned to the base in Cape Cod. And so then I moved to Cape Cod too, and I worked in a 5 and 10 cent store.
Mm-hmm.
And I upgraded myself and got into a clothing store, which was a lot nicer. So he spent his 4 years, and then we came to Maine.
Hmm.
And, yep.
So then where'd you settle in Maine?
We got an apartment in South Paris. And we had Beth, our oldest daughter, and I guess we were there maybe 4 years. And I got pregnant again, and we couldn't afford not to. We were going to move. So we moved to Norway and had a real good house to rent. And we stayed there, and we got to talking about building a home. So Daddy helped us get a lot. And your father offered to do the tractor work that needed to be done. He dug the well, and he made the foundation. Dug the cellar hole at that. And the whole family showed up to help build.
And where was this?
This was on Pleasant Street in Norway, just a mile out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So. And we lived there for, 25 years or something? It was. It was a nice house. Three bedroom. Was good.
And you continued to work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I worked in a shop. And then...
In what shop?
Ona Tyler.
Ah, yeah.
It's the sweetest lady. And after she passed away, I decided I'd do it myself. And I did for a while. And then I decided I had kids at home. John really wanted me to stay home. So I did. And I went to people's houses and did it. And it was good. And thank God for grandmothers. They babysit. The kids were in school by then, too. But it all worked out quite well.
But you don't live on Pleasant Street anymore, so...
I ride up by it all the time.
I know. But what brought you to your current residence?
Oh, well... John had a customer who wanted to sell a house lot or a camp lot on North Pond in Norway. So he brought me up here in the middle of fall, and it was dark. I don't know, I guess we... Anyway, it was dark, and we had to walk in from the top of the hill. So we walked in and stood in front of the pond, and he says, "Look at that. Don't you think this would be an awful good place for a camp?" And I said, "No, not really. It was just thick woods." And I said, and at that time we had $500 in the bank. And this was going to cost $300 to buy the land. And I didn't want to spend all that money. I was brought up to be conservative. But anyway, we got it. And then our lives changed. And it was wonderful. And we had this for 20 years and decided the kids are all grown up and gone. We don't need those two extra bedrooms. So we built the camp. We had a tent and a hut, and now we need a camp. So we built the camp.
What year was that about?
Oh, gosh. The first, I bought the lot in 65. And I don't know, I can't remember what year we built the house.
But all the kids have graduated from high school.
Yes. Yeah. And we didn't need two places or bills both places. So we moved up here. That was probably 15 years ago or something like that.
Well, let's see. At least, because you certainly were here in 2012.
Yes.
When I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty well settled in, as I recall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a while.
I probably got it somewhere.
That doesn't matter. Right. That's the point of this is not, like, that kind of stuff. It's
no.
Just like, yeah.
Well, you know, we are always, both of us agreed that it was one of the best moves we'd ever made. Because it's us, or it was.
Yeah. John's still pretty much around here.
Yeah. I talk to him all the time.
Yeah, see, exactly. Yeah. And you folks did a lot of snowmobile work?
We did. We snowmobile. That started a long time ago, years ago, when I was going to church and I was taking the kids to Sunday school. And he didn't. And he finally says to me, "Why don't you come with me today? We'll go snowmobiling. We can go with the kids." And I said, "Well, I can't. I got to go to church." He said, "Go to church. I'm going to go snowmobiling myself. You go to church and you do your church work. And I'll do the playing. Well, you think about it." The kids weren't seeing him when it's fun. So we talked about it, and let's try it. So we did. I got done running the church group or whatever, and it was good. We went snowmobiling. We had two machines, and we bought another one. That way, the girls could learn to ride too. And they go round and round and round. There's a little island out front here, and they go round and round and round there. But when they got so they could drive good, We bought them, each one of them had their own snowmobile. And it worked out quite well. We went trips and weekends with snowmobiling. Yeah. And then the neighbors next door too, we were very close.
And who were they?
He is a cousin. The parents of the Mark, who owns it now, yeah. His father was my first cousin, Roy Millett's son. Mm-hmm. And they had three kids, too, two boys and a girl. So we were the Millets and the Marshalls. It was good. Put lots and lots of miles on snow machines. It was terrific.
It's a nice way to spend the winter.
Yes, it was. Well, we never liked winter. Well, nothing to do.
Well, there is. You can go snowmobiling.
Well, this is before the snowmobile. Yeah.
Well, but then when you were growing up, you were skiing and sledding.
Well, true.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
That's good. It turned out to be fun.
It was. Yeah. Yes. And good.
What else? You wrote down some things there. What had come to mind as you were starting to think about having this little discussion? Anything we haven't covered?
No, I think we've pretty much done. We used to slide down the hill and end up down in the woods, down on Pleasant Island, where I grew up. I think you could explain our family as being very fortunate to have each other. And all five of us kids did three sports a year. I did archery, softball, basketball. I didn't care for softball that much, but we did it.
It's what the girls were allowed to do.
Yes. It was good.
What do you remember about Main Street as a young person?
As a young person, Newberry's was there. I worked in Newberry's. Hmm. Then Wilson's was there. It was another 5 and 10, but better quality than some 5 and 10s. And there was a nice restaurant, Baggio, Josephine.
Yep.
And I was telling somebody the other day, we were talking about May baskets. And I said, when we were teenagers, a bunch of us went out together, and we stopped at Josephine Stone's house. Mm-hmm. I don't think we even knew it was her house. And we knocked on the door, and she came to the door. And we trick-or-treat, and she said, don't you people think you're old enough? You don't need to go begging for candy? And she was okay with it, but we got the message. She was a sweetheart, really.
What do you remember about the Opera House and things that went on there?
We did all of our high school drama there.
Mm-hmm.
Each class have it, or is it the whole junior high? I'm not sure. Yeah, we had plays we put on every year. And yeah, the Opera House was the go-to place. Something else we did there. I think we did. I don't remember.
What about how you got down? Other things that happened there. What don't you remember?
Well, we used to do the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be we went for something else, and I can't remember now what it was. That was a group doing something.
Mm. Well, I think there were other people came and performed, I think. And
yeah, maybe that's
someone, I think Charles Longley said that he remembered like music coming out of the, you know, you could hear it on the street.
Yes, yes.
That you didn't have to attend necessarily. You could just hear the music.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy.
What about your mother or father still just makes you laugh out loud?
Oh, gosh. I can't think of anything.
Okay.
No.
Well, there's always that drawer with all the treats in it. See, there you go.
Okay. That may be.
Yeah. And the Kiyoka picnics and whatever.
Yeah, with the Kiyoka picnics.
Yeah.
That was just so special. It was. And we get into the car, and it was four boys in the back, and me in the front with Mom and Dad. And the boys would always pester each other. And I remember Daddy saying, "Okay, you guys, you can make up your mind right now. You're not going to get into a row, or we won't go." So they all behaved themselves. They really wanted to go to Kiyoka Lake.
Anything else you want to chat about, or?
I think that's enough.
That's about enough.
I think so.
Okay.
I think.